你也知道这个主怎么样来预备我们。
But there is also a spiritual preparation in the servant of God's life.
他不但在基督徒身上有这样的带领，在神的仆人身上也有这样的带领。
When you see Paul's testimony throughout the second letter to the Corinthians,
所以你不但在罗马书看到他个人的经历，你同时到了哥林多后书的时候有更深刻的经历。
You see God perfecting and dealing with His servant.
所以你从哥林多后书可以看到神在他的仆人身上所做的工作，来把这个仆人先准备到一个神认为完美的地步，可以来服侍。
Paul knew as a servant of God the dealing of the cross in every area of his life.
所以保罗的一生，他对神的手在人的身上怎么样来对付我们，有亲身刻骨的经历。
As a vessel, he had to be broken for the glory of God to come out.
一个器皿，他必须被神打破，然后神的荣耀可以从这个破碎的器皿里面彰显出来。
As a servant, he spoke often of enduring hardship and tribulation, stonings, beatings.
所以你看他描述他个人的经历里头，他有的时候遭遇很大的逼迫，很大的打击，被石头打等等。
He shares about moments of discouragement in his life.
他也告诉我们很多的时候他失望了。
But what God produced was my servant.
但是在这一切的打击失望中，神能够做见证，这是我的仆人。
And so the Lord must do an inward work in his servants today.
所以今天同样的原则，如果我们侍奉神，神在我们的身上也要做同样的事。
Now we're called to be ministers of a new covenant.
所以我们在这个时候，神让我们看见我们乃是做新约的执事。
But this is the ministry of the Spirit and not the letter.
在这个新约的执事里面的特点是灵而不是字句。
Now you know that today among Christians there's many servants of God who minister the word of God as a letter that kills rather than spirit that gives life.
我相信我们中间很多人经历过，有些的时候我们看见神的仆人所活动的是字句，是死的，没有那个灵，那个生命。
And so for us to be servants of this new covenant, the God has to deal with our conscience to keep it free of blame.
既然这个新约的执事是一个灵的执事，神就必须让我们在良心上脱离一切的控告，一切的捆绑。
He has to strengthen us by his spirit in the inner man.
神的灵必须在我们的里面把我们里面的人彰显出来。
Because if we are not servants who hear the still small voice,
如果我们今天侍奉神，我们听不见那一个微小在我们里面圣灵的声音，
we will become servants of the letter.
那我们就变成一个按照字句侍奉神的人。
And we'll become slaves to a momentum of religiousness.
那我们就成为宗教的奴隶，
of church activity.
我们成为教会活动的奴隶，
of doing and doing.
我们一直在那为这些事工而疲于奔命。
There's so many servants just exhausted, they're doing and doing, but it's not the work of God.
所以今天你看到有许多所谓的神的仆人，辛辛苦苦、兢兢业业、忙得要死，但是并不是有生命的果效。
I love the way Paul refers to this inward work.
我很喜欢保罗在他的书信里面告诉我们圣灵在我们里面是怎么样做工的。
You remember how he says in Galatians chapter 1,
在加拉太书里面他是这样说，第一章。
He says, And so God, who separated me from my mother's womb,
那个从母腹里面就把我分别出来的神，
And called me by his grace,
因着他的恩典呼召我，
was pleased to reveal his son in me that I might preach him to the Gentiles.
他乐意把他的儿子启示给我，好 好叫我今天可以对外邦人来传这个道。
Now servants of the new covenant,
今天我们是新约的执事。
We know that if we don't have an inner revelation of Christ, we have nothing to preach.
所以如果我们里面没有得着这个基督的启示，那我们今天所做的工就没有什么好传的了。
Now the preaching involved in the work of God has to do with preaching Christ in His fullness, bringing people into the view of Christ as He is.
因为新约的执事，它的核心乃是把这位耶稣基督见证出来。
Now if we get sidetracked with doctrines and with teachings and with legalistic things, we get far away from the work of God.
今天我们的陷阱就是说，我们对许多的教条、许多的这些人的东西把我们从核心带开了，我们变成法律法主义者，变成字句的辩论者。
And so the Lord, because He loves us, He frustrates our efforts and He breaks us for His own use.
那神爱我们的缘故，他常常把我们带到那一些我们没有自己没有办法突破的那个点上，这样我们才能够完完全全的 被神打破来依靠神。
Now I'm glad we servants are together this weekend.
我很感谢主，这一次我们众仆人从各地聚集在这里。
Because God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
And that means that many of His servants are going through difficult times right now.
就是这个缘故，我们许许多多弟兄姊妹，我们这些众仆人们都被神带到一些困难的环境中，我们可能正在被训练中。
Some of God's servants are very alone.
有很多的仆人，或者说有一些仆人是非常的觉得孤单。
We feel like God has abandoned.
孤单到一个地步，好像神都已经把我放弃了。
They seem to be waiting like Moses on the backside of the desert.
他的感觉好像就是摩西在旷野那四十年一样，在那边无止境的等待，无止境的等待。
They see and are not satisfied with the level of ministry that they have been serving.
但是在眼前你所看见的工作侍奉也是没有什么可夸口。
Perhaps they see their failures and the mistakes they have made in their previous work.
他所看见的都是自己所有的失败，所有的这一些让他灰心的这些事情。
And so they feel set aside.
所以很自然的就觉得好像今天神已经把我丢在一边了。
As Moses was set aside.
就像那个时候摩西觉得他被神丢在一边了。
How lonely was Moses?
摩西感觉非常的孤独。
How lonely must the servant of God get?
神的仆人要到多么的孤独的里头呢？
There are sisters who are sure that God has forgotten His promise to them.
同样，很多的姐妹也有同样的经历。
Their desire to be married and to serve the Lord along with some brother has not been met.
他们愿意服侍主，他们盼望主为他们预备一个好的终身伴侣，然后一起同心合意的侍奉主。
没有。And they've cried out.
他们向神祷告。
And they've lost their tears.
很多的眼泪都流干了。
Or been discouraged.
失望了。
Some brothers have been broken and held.
那有一些弟兄们被好像破碎的。
Now they're sure they've missed their chance.
他们觉得所有的机会都过去了。
You know, the Lord brings us together to such a place.
是，神常常把我们带到如此田地。
Surely, so that He can reveal the work of God to us.
当我们经历这一切的时候，你就要知道这是神的工作要显明在我们里面。
How lonely do we have to get?
我们常常要到一个我们不知道多孤单的环境中。
We must come to the place where we're so lonely that we begin to speak to God and we realize we're never alone.
常常就必须来到这样的一个好像非常的孤单，你逼你跟神面对面，那个时候你会发现你不是真正的孤单。
Next time we're going to look at when God called Moses out of the burning bush.
下一堂我们就要来看神从那一个环境中怎么样把他带出来。
Moses was so happy to hear the Lord.
在旷野神怎么样用荆棘的火焰来向他说话。
And for the rest of his days, he served and was included in the work of God under an open heaven.
从那一天开始，摩西的服事是在一个敞开的天底下侍奉。
Dear servant of God,
亲爱的神的仆人们，
perhaps you've been too busy to see the work of God.
可能你太忙了，没时间看神的工作。
Sometimes we need to step back and see, oh Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations.
可能神需要把你带到一个环境中退下来，可以看神啊，你世世代代做我们的主。
There was Moses on the backside of the desert counting sheep.
他在旷野在那里天天数羊，一二三四五。
I think he had given up all thoughts of destiny and greatness.
他已经对他的未来所有的美梦都放弃了。
And then God came, and he saw the work of God.
然后神临到他的生命中。
What did God say?
他开始看见神的工作，神对他说什么
？Moses, I have seen your people.I have heard their voice.
他听见神说，我看见你的百姓，我听见他们的祷告。
And I'm going down to Egypt to bring them home, and you're coming with me.
我要去埃及，把我的百姓从法老的手下带出来，你跟我一起去。
Just before he saw the burning bush, he was counting sheep. That was the most important thing he had to do. 42, 43, 44 sheep.
在这个印象出现之前的那一个时刻，他在那里做的能唯一可以做的事情就是算四十二、四十三、四十四只羊。
But in one instant of vision，
但是忽然间在短短的一刻
，He saw that the I am was looking at 2 million sheep in Egypt。
忽然间看见神的眼睛所看的不是这四十三只羊，而是几百万的犹太人在。
Brothers and sisters, we have to get past all the little tiny things that we're so concerned about.
所以神常常帮我们有一个大的突破，从我们目光如豆的所看的这个小范围，神要把我们的心胸看到一个极大的神的眼光中的事情。
Our Lord is preparing a dwelling place.
因为神为他自己准备一个可安息的所在。
Do you see it?
看见了吗？
Will you be part of it?
愿意有份于这个神的工吗？
Can you help the Lord?
你能够帮助神吗？
Only by His mercy and grace.
当然，这一切是神的。
Only if He is patient with you.
神对你有必须有极大的忍耐。
You've been around for generations.
哦，我们的主存在了几千几很长很长的时间。
He's going to prepare His bride.Here in Taiwan, and in China, and in Singapore, and in Australia.
神要在台湾，要在中国大陆，要在新加坡，要在澳洲，在各地方来准备他的心腹。
Even from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
因为他从永世的过去到永世的将来，他是神。
Now, will you see it?
看见了吗？
Will we be part of the last scooping up?
那我们是不是对神在最后要做的这一段工作，我们有份呢？
This is why we wait before the Lord this week.
这是我们这一次聚集的原因。
We turn back to Psalm 90, just to read the last verse.
我们在读诗篇九十篇的最后一段话。
Moses is praying.
摩西的祷告。
Moses is singing.
摩西就这么唱。
And Moses sings on behalf of all the servants.
他这首诗是所有仆人共同的心声。
He says in verse 13, Return, O Lord, how long? Have compassion on your servants.
十三节，耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we might rejoice and be glad all our days.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世。 喜乐.
Make us glad according to the days in which you've afflicted us, the years in which we've seen evil.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐.
Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children.
愿你的工作向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明.
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish the work of our hands. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们的身上，愿你建立我们所做的功，我们手所做的功。
This is what Moses is praying. Oh, let the beauty of the Lord be upon us.
摩西的祷告乃是说，神啊，愿你的荣美在我们身上。
What does he mean?
什么意思？
Did he want to have that beautiful baby face he had when he was a child?
难道就是他想到他以前婴孩的时候那个俊美的脸？
No, by now he was an old man, as ugly as me.
哦，这个时候他已经年纪很大，这个老人了，不会有那个婴孩的那个脸。他现在跟我差不多。
But you know what makes God's people beautiful.
但是你要知道，神百姓的荣美是什么？
When the work of the Lord is upon us.
就是神的工作在我们身上。There
is the beauty.
那就是神的荣美。Just
servants.
我们做他的仆人。Nobody. 我们什么也，其他什么也不是。Then
the work of the Lord comes upon us.
神的工作来到我们的身上。And
the beauty of the Lord can be
seen. 那时候你看到神的荣美。And
by the Lord's mercy, even he can strengthen the work of our hands.
因着神的怜悯，他的慈悲，让我们能够，他能够巩固我们所做的。As
Moses came to the end of his day,
摩西来到他人生的结束,
he saw a God who would complete what he had begun.
他能够看见神的工作的完成，他怎么开始，怎么结束。
And he simply prayed, O Lord, let me see thee. And thy work.
所以摩西的祷告是最后是非常的简单。神啊，让我看见你与你的荣耀。May
this be our prayer.
愿摩西的祷告也是我们的祷告。Lord,
we see such an utter contrast between us, your servants, and yourself.
主，今天我们看见这个何等大的反差，你的荣耀，你的仆人与我们。You
are eternal.
你是永远的神。
Glorious, faithful. Whereas the grass that withers away and are no more. But while we live upon this earth, we desire to see the work of God.
我们愿意看见神的工作,
the glorious work of God.
神荣耀的工作,
that your hand be seen upon this earth.
你的手在这个地上显明,
that our Lord Jesus be seen upon this earth.
你的儿子在这个世界显明,
O Lord, reveal your work to your children.
主，我们祷告，求你的工作显明给你的儿女们。
We just pray for those servants who are going through difficult times.
我们为你的众仆人祷告，他们正在痛苦的里头。
You have taken them to the back side of the desert.
你好像把他们带到沙漠的里头。
They have made their mistakes and they come discouraged.
我们犯了许多的错误而因此而失望。
O Lord, in that lonely place, speak to them.
主，在那一个孤独的里头，求你向他们说话。
Even now we know you are preparing them for thy work.
我们深深地相信这个阶段是你预备他们的阶段。
Those whom you love, you deal with severely.
因为你所爱的，你就管教。
But we know it is not in vain.
我们也知道这一切的经历都不是白费的。
Oh, help us as servants wait upon thee.
求你帮助你的仆人来等候你。
We're so nervous and we're so impatient.
我们非常的紧张，我们也非常的没有忍耐。
You who are the beginning and the end.
但是我们知道你是起头的，永远是结束的。
Are working upon your servants.
求你的工作成就在你的仆人上。
O Lord, in our patience, perfect thy strength.
在我们的这一个忍耐的里头，让你的能力彰显的完全。
We pray that you would strengthen in the inner man all those who would serve in the work of God.
我们为所有你的仆人们祷告，求你坚固我们的里面的人。
And that one day we might see the work of God and be known as your servants.
让我们有一天认识你的工作与你的仆人。
For this we pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.